With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Donald Trump wants the special counsel in the election interference case held in contempt.
Lawyers for the former president say federal prosecutors took steps to advance the case in violation of a judge's order last month that temporarily put the case on hold. Trump's legal team described it as outrageous conduct and told a U.S. district judge that she should consider holding special counsel Jack Smith and two of his prosecutors in contempt. Last month, prosecutors said they would continue to file documents to meet deadlines, even though the case is on hold pending an appeal. Greg Clugston, The White House.
And now, some anti-Trumpers in Illinois trying to kick the former president off the ballot in that state. Mr. Trump's lawyers hope the U.S. Supreme Court will put an end to it in all states. Also at SRNNews.com, as Israel continues hammering Hamas in Gaza, Secretary of State Blinken is heading back to the Mideast, hoping diplomacy can contain the Israel-Hamas war, keeping it from spreading into a larger regional conflict. Well, later this morning, the Labor Department provides us with the latest snapshot of the job market. It will be releasing the December employment report.
Economists surveyed by the data firm FactSet say that employers likely added 160,000 jobs last month. That would mean the economy added 2.7 million jobs in 2023, an average of about 226,000 jobs a month. Economists say the unemployment rate in December likely ticked up from 3.7% to 3.8%. But even that modest rise would mean that the jobless rate remained below 4% for the 23rd straight month, the longest such streak since the 1960s. Donna Warder, Washington.
On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 73 points, NASDAQ futures off 49. This is SRN News. A conservative Methodist denomination is growing.
The Global Methodist Church, which is less than 2 years old, has added more than 4,200 congregations. The vast majority of them have fled the United Methodist Church over its decision to embrace gay marriage and LGBT ordination. A smaller network of churches called the Methodist Collegiate Church is also taking in congregations that have given up on the UMC, which has lost about 25% of its membership since 2019. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Christians around the world will mark Epiphany tomorrow with various kinds of celebrations. A holiday recalls the visit of the three wise men to the infant Jesus bearing their gifts. Greeks will mark the occasion with blessing of the waters ceremonies across the country, which is primarily Orthodox. In Bulgaria, some people will plunge into rivers and lakes to retrieve crosses in an old ritual. However, Saturday will be Christmas Eve for Orthodox believers in Russia, Serbia, and parts of Ukraine. This is SRN News. People in Australia, and not only those suffering arachnophobia, will have to be a bit unnerved about this discovery in their midst.
The deadly Sydney funnel web spider is dubbed Hercules and has fangs that can pierce a human fingernail. Emma Tenney with the Australia Reptile Park says it was found on the country's central coast.
Male funnel webs are significantly smaller than females, so I actually thought it was a female. He was handed in by public donation.
The spider measures a little over 3 inches from foot to foot. Tenney tells AUBC these spiders are deadly, but they aren't around very long. The plan is to get lots of venom out of this spider. Since the inception of a program in 1981, no one has died in Australia from a funnel web spider bite. I'm Ed Donahue.
Arizona-based high-tech manufacturer Microchip Technology getting a $162 million federal grant to support the domestic production of computer chips. More details, SRNNews.com.